19 years after he discovered the wreckage of the Titanic, Robert Ballard has returned. In 1985, Robert Ballard found the remains of the luxury liner that was once considered unsinkable. It sank in 1912, and in the years that followed, it sank again and again in movies and metaphors. In previous visits, Ballard used a tiny submarine to explore several decks and snap photos of the liner's grand staircase. On his latest visit, Ballard is heading a National Geographic expedition to study the ship's deterioration. Robert Ballard is on the phone now from the research ship Ronald H. Brown, which is floating about 12,000 feet above the wreckage of the Titanic. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Could you just say a little more about exactly where you are?
Well, we're actually, most people don't realize the Titanic sank due east of New England. So if you were to leave Cape Cod and steer out due east to the tip of the Grand Banks, you'd find where we are. We had a wonderful evening, many hours on the bottom. We were on the bow section all night with our undersea vehicles, but we had to come out because of this big storm that just hit us.
Can you take me through those last 24 hours? What exactly did you do? Where were you able to go?
Well, we had relocated the bow section. The bow sort of careened away. It's sitting upright on the bottom. It's very majestic. It looks like the ship is still underway at night on its way to New York. And then about 800 meters away is the stern section, which is sort of a very destroyed section. So the bow sort of reminds you of the ship and its grandeur, and the stern section sort of reminds you of the tragedy and the loss.
Well, how much damage has been done to the ship, really?
Well, the crow's nest has been destroyed. That's a very historic point. The mast is busted down into the bottom of the ship. The Marconi operating room, another historic part of the ship where they sent out all the SOS and come quick distress signal. That's all been knocked in.
And just to be clear, when you say that the crow's nest is missing and some of the other important parts of the ship are missing, are you able to tell how much of that is the natural deterioration of the ship and how much of that is stuff that was salvaged or stolen?
You can see it in exhibits. So, you know, I have photographs of it on the ship, and they're now in exhibits. So you know that it was taken.
What are you seeing that you didn't see in the 80s when you were looking at the Titanic?
Well, we're seeing a lot of the ship, I never got to see. I mean, when you're in total darkness, it's a big ship, and you're wandering around at night, so to speak, with a flashlight when we were in the submarine. Submarine, you got a little bitty peephole you're looking out of, and you just do not have these grand vistas. You didn't have the lighting systems that could light up large areas. We were sitting hovering above the ship, turning on these powerful lights, and you could see huge areas I'd never seen before. And you've also seen a lot of change. There's also been a lot of damage done to the ship by submarines that have been diving on it and banging into it.
You say it's been damaged by a lot of submarines. You make it sound like it's in some area of heavy traffic.
It has heavy traffic. There's been a lot of activity that has taken place in the many years since I found her that I've sort of sat in the sidelines and heard about all these things, and I thought the best way to really find out was to come out there and then to show it to the public.
It sounds like you feel that even though some critical parts are missing from this ship, there's still a grace or an elegance to it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, she's still there. She was beautiful last night, but I want to make sure she stays. I don't want to have continued bashing of her down when that's totally not necessary.
This has obviously been a great achievement that took you years to do, but I wonder if there have occasionally been moments when you almost wished you hadn't done it.
No, I think the Titanic's is critical because the public are fascinated by the Titanic. But I'm, if you want to know the truth, far more interested in ancient antiquity. We think the deep sea is a giant museum. We've been finding shipwrecks dating back to the Phoenicians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Carthaginians, and all those ships are at peril. It's a wild west out here. There's no laws governing so much of antiquity in the deep sea. And if we can use the Titanic as a platform to present our case that the deep sea is the biggest museum of the world, it has more artifacts in it than all the museums of the world combined, and yet there's no lock on the door. And we need to generate international laws to protect human antiquity.
Robert Ballard, thanks very much.
Pleasure. Take care.
Robert Ballard is National Geographic Explorer in Residence. On Monday, the National Geographic Channel will present the special Returning to Titanic. It will include live pictures from the wreckage. If you can't wait, you can see photos of the ship at npr.org.